What's up, bitches? Happy fucking Thursday. Brandon Lynette here, coming to you live. I am your host of Listen Bitch Podcast. If you are new here, take a deep breath, relax. We're gonna have a great fucking time, okay? I'm a little manic. It's fine. We get all over the place. We get sporadic, but at the end of the day, I'm gonna give you some core steps to not only have a great fucking day, but to be able to create a great life. I think so many of us are just fucking mediocre, half-assing this shit, okay? You're a fucking sim in a video game. You don't fucking count. If you are not going to take responsibility for your life, if you're not ready to make a change, if you're not looking for something different, you're in the wrong place. As much as I love you and I wish I had all the subscribers in the world, I know this podcast isn't for everyone. So if you know right now, like, bitch, I want to be comfortable. I don't want to change anything in my life. I don't want to make an impact. Like, bitch, just get off the podcast, okay? This is for my real bitches, the loves of my life, incredible, powerful people that are ready to make a change, take responsibility, do some shit different. So I hope you guys are having a great fucking week. I just want to say, like, today's just kind of eh for me. I was a little bit sad. I'm a little bit sad because my college girls are gone. Okay, if you're new here, are you new here? If you're new here, bitch, I have six kids. Okay, two of them are off at college, and then it's just us here. And I really get sad when the girls are like here kind of solid for a few days and then they leave. Like, it's just weird. It's a weird thing. It's fine. It's natural. And then, I think just, I don't know, Mother Nature came to visit all the things. But I woke up today and I didn't feel sad. I was like, fuck yeah, let's do things. And it seemed like everything I was doing today was just kind of blow up, like blowing up in my face. Literally, I went to change the vacuum bag today. It had blown up inside. Like, there was shit everywhere. Like, it was the biggest mess. We have a couple big dogs and a really furry cat. And one of the dogs is a Shepsky and he sheds like a motherfucker. Like, this dude has a whole entire dog there. And then, with a Rot Sammy. Little Sammy, y'all, he's struggling tonight. I am pretty worried. We've given him his pain meds. He's got fucking hip dysplasia. Okay, that's a thing for rots, in both hips, and he hasn't had a flare up in, oh my God, since over a year now. Even last winter, he did really good. Well, today, all of a sudden, like, he's crying. So he's whimpering. We got him some medicine. I had to go bartend tonight. And my husband had messaged me at like 9 before he was going to bed. He's like, I gave him more medicine because he won't even get up. Like, he's not getting up. Literally, this little guy, he is just laying on the kitchen floor right now, like not having a good time. So he's all dosed up, doped up, all the things. I think if he doesn't move tonight, we're gonna have to go ahead and take him in tomorrow. And I'm just sick because I feel like we're just biding our time with him, that there's gonna be a point of no return where, the things. And what's really fucked up is, I've got a 4-year-old. My youngest is four, and she's like coming into being self-aware, right? Like, it's the age where kids kind of start having that self-discovery of like, oh shit, I'm human and we could die and all the things. She's been really stressed out that we lost Bella. I lost Bella a couple months ago. She went to the vet and ended up not coming home, and that has like kind of fucked her up. So now she's like, I'm afraid I'm gonna die. What if I get sick and I have to go to the doctor? Is it gonna be like Bella? So now I'm terrified of like, oh shit, like what if, what if we're nearing the end of Sammy, and how's she gonna take that? So it's just a little bit of stuff. And I was very excited tonight thinking that I was gonna get to come home early because we closed early. We closed at like 8 o'clock, bitch. I'm telling you right now, it's 10:15 at night. Okay. I thought I would already be in bed at this point, but my night took a little detour. And yeah, it's just been a weird day, like just weird synchronicities and weird like vibes. And I'm trying to stay open to like, what's the message here? What am I needing to see, feel? Do I need to just chill? All the things, right? Because I'm trying to put the pedal to the metal on some shit, and I'm feeling a little bit of resistance. So it's just that self-discovery. And we're going to talk a little bit about self-regulation. That's the point. Like, there is a point of the fucking rambling, okay? It's just getting to that self-realization, of checking ourselves, just regulating where we are in our journey of self-awareness. I want you guys to understand you are a fucking creator. You are the creator of your life. You get to choose what happens next. We can't do shit about what happened yesterday. We can't do shit about what happened last week. I can't fucking help erase your past from 20 years ago, okay? That shit's just gone. And it doesn't fucking matter. It should not regulate where you are today. So maybe you had a bad day. Maybe it was kind of weird for you too, right? I want you to just let that shit go because tomorrow is a new fucking day. That means when you're listening to this, this is your new day, bitch. It's your new day. And we don't have to let a bad day turn into a bad week or a bad month or a bad fucking year because we've been there, right? Like we're fucking tired of that cycle. We are tired of that cycle. So where do we go from there, right? Yeah, Sammy's not having a good time. I had to pause this now because he was thirsty and he like is not even moving his back two legs, and that terrifies me. So I don't know. I don't know. It's heartbreaking. But we'll see. We'll see. He's very doped up right now. That might be part of the thing. So we got him some water. I put his pillow out for him on the kitchen floor, and like he's just chilling now. Gave me all the kisses, all the things. So we'll see. We'll see how the night goes and see what happens tomorrow. But if he's definitely not moving, that's an emergency trip to the vet. So pray for my Sammy, y'all. Pray for my Sammy. But okay, so back to what I was saying. I think I was talking about, checking yourself. You want to make a change, you want to take responsibility, especially if you're someone that really is feeling like your emotions are all over the place. If you did not listen to yesterday's podcast, you can go back and re-listen to it because I feel like today's a great follow-up for that, just to send it home, okay, to make this easier for you.
I just realized that my mic wasn't on. So if my sound was a little squirrely for the beginning of this, welcome to the Brandon Lynette Show. Okay. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's all the fuckery. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, bitch. Okay. All the things. So in order for us to take responsibility for where we are, like you have to start self-regulating your bullshit. So I talked a little bit about that addiction to that dopamine hit when you're in a stressed situation. And sometimes you stress yourself out because you're so fucking addicted to that hit of dopamine that like that's the environment you create. It's a fucking tornado and it sucks you in and you can't fucking stop until you really make a firm decision and start disciplining yourself to stop. Because it's gonna tick-tock its way back into your life. Like it's gonna sneak up in there like a fucking bomb and go off and you're gonna be like, ooh, there's that hit. I missed it so much. And you're gonna fall back into your bullshit. That's why we keep going, through cycles, because we don't learn our fucking lesson and move the fuck on. Okay. I want you to learn your lesson now and move the fuck on. So let's think about some of the things we could do to practice fucking checking yourself, bitch. That's what this is about. You have to check yourself. And the truth is, like, one of the most impressive fucking signs of a truly evolved and self-aware adult is that ability to self-regulate. And this means like you've got the ability to make intelligent decisions regarding your thoughts, your words, and your actions. It's the ability to avoid acting on poor impulses. And it's the ability to take responsibility for your actions. I know even today I had to apologize to Mr. Lynette, okay? Ben is texting me about a situation in our lives, and I was just like talking around it, downplaying it, avoiding it, because the truth is, he's talking about it being a problem, and it's a problem I deny. I deny, I deny, I deny. Because if I really fed on it, it would drive me fucking mad, like insane mad, because it's a situation I lost control of that I fought so hard for, and it's just an ugly reminder of an ugly part of my life. Okay. And there are some shit in our lives that we just can't fucking avoid. We can't. So after I was just like ignoring his feelings, basically saying, no, this is not a problem. It's not a big deal. I had to fucking check myself. I'm like, bitch, why are you straight up lying to him and yourself? Like, why? So I had to take responsibility and say, look, I'm sorry. I know how you're feeling, and the truth is, I feel the same way. I just like to deny it. I like to deny it because it would eat me alive. You know that one situation in your life where, you kind of got fucked and there's nothing you could do? Well, one of mine is custody with an ex-husband, okay? I can't do shit about it. I can't do shit about it. There's nothing. There's nothing I could do. My hands are tied. And some of the situation is like just terrible. But I check myself. I check myself on it. And now I know that's one of those things that I need to just learn to admit isn't a great time. You know what I'm saying? I need to learn to admit that it's a problem within me instead of just ignoring it, sugarcoating it, and like covering it up. But I also know that I'm self-aware enough to not give it fucking life where it doesn't become me. And that's part of like checking yourself, bitch, is just like being able to regulate your reactions, your actions, your habits, everything. Like really, really checking yourself on this shit. I mean, if you watch people who are really good at self-regulating, they're not going to have, you know, they're not going to be overeating. They're not going to make regretful short-term decisions. Okay. So this is something that Benjamin needs to work on because he's a habitual, you know, short-term decision maker. So I feel like, you know, he could grow in that self-regulation spot. I mean, I confess when I'm wrong. So maybe it's daddy's turn to step up to the plate to be like, oh, B, I'm sorry. I keep making these crazy, just short-term decisions. Oh, and I only laugh because I can imagine he's just flipping me off right now. It's fine. All the things, bitch, all the things. But people that are going to self-regulate are less likely to have tumultuous lives. Like there's going to be a little more peace. You're not going to do crazy ass things. And these skills, if you can just harness these fucking skills, it's going to be easier to control those emotions. I know a few of you are lost. Like, I don't know how to fucking control my emotions. I don't know how to not become them. Learning to self-regulate is part of the process. And it all just kind of like starts flowing together. Things start making sense. And there's going to be a piece of the puzzle that finally clicks on one of these episodes where you're like, oh my fuck, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. So if this sounds attractive to you, I want you to practice these strategies and I want you to let it allow you to gain real control over yourself and your life. Okay. And this first thing I'm going to say right now, I know is going to like trigger some of you because we all have addictions. We all have vices. And I know, you know, 5 years ago, if someone would have been like, girl, you should give up, you know, alcohol and stuff like for good and don't do this anymore and don't do that, I would have gone crazy and I probably would have started drinking twice as much. Okay. Now I've learned to self-regulate. And when I get too far gone, I could just rein myself back in. I know there is always going to be a place where I could check my limits. Okay. But this is what you've got to do. Okay. Step number one to be self-regulating, you've got to avoid substances that are irritating or disorienting. Okay, the more natural your body state, yes, bitch, that means like no drugs and alcohol, okay? And I'm not talking about the mushrooms because if you do mushrooms, this is actually what it helps you do. Come back to your regulated state. I will talk about that on Mushroom Monday. I'm going to make a note right now because you guys know I'm forgetful. So we're going to write this down. Mushroom and a regulated state. If you're new here, don't even bother asking yourself, why can't she just write that down when she's done talking? Do we really have to listen to her write on a piece of paper? Yes, because if I don't make the note immediately, it will never come to fruition. That's life. You got to write it down, bitch. That's a magic. Write it down. But the more natural your body state, the easier it's going to be to regulate those actions and emotions. Things that alter your physiology or your consciousness, that get you fucked up, that get you high, that get you drunk, they create unnecessary challenges. Common things to avoid: alcohol, drugs. And bitch, I'm going to tell you right now, okay? You're not going to like this one either. So this is going to lead us into like the second little tip or whatever. But here it is. Caffeine and food. Yeah, caffeine and food fuck with you. Okay. I'm not a fan of the caffeine. I don't do it. I don't do it. I do not do it. I have a plant-based energy drink that's like power packed with vitamin, you know, B and shit. I got my husband off the caffeine. We literally drink tea, like matcha tea. We do matcha tea, the green stuff. No more coffee, no more of the fucking energy drinks that are going to spaz out your heart, all the things. Like that shit fucks with you, okay? It fucks with you. So yeah, that iced coffee might taste real good, but it's not doing your body good, okay? That's the truth. And fuck, I mean, I hook up my matcha. Like, I whip some heavy cream and I put some, I have some damn skinny syrup. It's like sugar-free, calorie-free, all the things. It's skinny syrups. And the best fucking flavor they have is sugar cookie. Okay. I put a little bit of that in my tea. And I'm talking about my mud water, the shit where I put a bunch of mushroom powder and algae and fucking kale. And I don't even know what else is in there, but there's a lot of powder. Okay. I pretty much chew the stuff, but it tastes so good with all that shit. And I like it when I wake up in the morning. Are you kidding me? It's like fucking snowing like a maniac in Michigan. We've had our first blizzard or whatever you call it. It's lake effect snow, crazy ass snow. I mean, we have like 2 feet of snow on my fucking deck. Okay. So I have all the Christmas lights up. The first thing I did this morning, and I was so fucking happy to do it, is I got my little teacup and I just went and sat in the cozy ass living room where I could see all the trees and all the lights, like just in the decorations with the window open so I could see the snow falling. It was like the greatest moment of my life. And I feel like so many of you bitches that are like addicted to caffeine, it's that experience. Like it's that you've connected it to some like cozy experience and you're just like addicted now. You're addicted. But this shit fucks with you, okay? So I want you to start regulating how you're feeling when you're eating different things. Examine your diet. Notice how you feel before and after eating or drinking something. And the truth is, you just learn to eliminate the shit that doesn't make you feel good. Something that fucks with your energy or maybe even your perception. Food affects your mood. I teach this to my clients. I sell weight loss products, okay? And one of the biggest sections that I go through with these people in my group is how much food affects your mood. That's it. And I'm going to tell you right now, sugar is a motherfucking drug. It's a drug, 100%. My daughter asked me the other day because I'm off sugar again. And it is like worse than an addiction for me, especially if I'm not drinking alcohol. There's something in my brain that really wants sugar. I've given it up. And it's one of those things like I am not in the space in my life where I would even introduce it. Number one, it doesn't really sound good. Once you detox off sugar, like you don't really care for the sugar anymore. It's a weird situation. But my daughter asked the other day, she's like, Mom, that's really unhealthy. It's not good for your mental status. I'm like, no, honey. Okay, I could see where you say that because a lot of binge eaters will give up the sugar and then they'll be sitting in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot with a dozen donuts going ham, right? That's what happens when we tell ourselves we can't have something. We freak the fuck out and that's all we want. But now I feel like my level of self-awareness has really grown to where I know sugar makes me moody as fuck, like super moody, like mood swing, fucking, I will kill someone. And all the things. Like it really fucks with my mood and it just makes me not feel good. And there's certain things that I won't eat. And it has nothing to do with like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with dieting and all the things. No, bitch, I care about how I feel, right? I care about how I feel. There's stuff I won't eat because it doesn't make me feel good. Like I've never been a fan of the breads and the pastas. It doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't even taste that good to me. I've never liked pasta. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I just don't like it. My kids are obsessed, and I'm just like, ugh. Things I could go without eating, I'll tell you that. Things I want to eat, just fucking meat all day long. Like, just give me all the meat. I am a recovered vegetarian or pescatarian, either way, whatever you want to fucking call it. But I'll get down on some meat, and it makes me feel good. Like the stuff I eat. When I am being very conscious and self-regulating myself, like this is the shit that matters. Food affects your mood. Sugar is a fucking drug. I'm serious. Like the detox is hell. 3 days, it's hell. I've got the headaches. I've got the shakes. I've got the sweats. I've got the withdrawals. I'm fucking screaming at everyone. I just want to sleep through the withdrawals of sugar. That's the truth. It's like my fucking heroin. I don't know. And I told myself, because like, here's the thing. Pumpkin pie drowned in whipped cream is one of my favorite things. And this is where my daughter was like, oh my God, Mom, you're crazy. Cause I was like, I'm just done with sugar and I'll have a piece of pie for Thanksgiving and I'll be done with sugar again until we do cookies for Christmas. And she's like, that's very unhealthy. But the truth is, I know how I feel. And Thanksgiving, I'm prepared to not feel the best because I overeat. And you know what else I do? I eat mashed potatoes that don't make me feel great. They make me feel weighed down. They just bog me down. Mashed potatoes are fucking heavy, but bitch, I make the best mashed potatoes and gravy. Like, no lie, hands down, I will put it up in a contest anytime. Like, that shit is fire. Especially like we're frying turkey this year, and it's just I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. It's really great. And we eat it once a year, you know what I'm saying? So I will indulge and I won't beat myself up. I just know I'm not going to do shit that day except be on the couch. Like that's because it affects my fucking mood. It affects my body. It affects how I feel. It affects my energy levels. Another really good thing for self-regulation is moving your body. And I will give the advice that I am not right now following because I know how important it is. You have to be consistent in following a routine. It creates discipline. And my worst thing is I am not consistent. I throw shit out the, I do different shit all the time and it's not the same. So I'm not on a workout program. I'm not in a, you know, fucking class. I'm not in a routine. I don't have a set schedule of like, okay, this is leg day, this is arm day. I'm like, oh fuck it, I'll do this video real fast. It's only 10 minutes. Oh shit, that video is 15 minutes. Ooh, I want to do some weights today, so let's go do lift. You know what I'm saying? Like I just go through whatever the fuck I feel. So there is no discipline in my workout routine, and it shows because it doesn't show. But I still like just do that little bit of work, and it makes me feel better. Okay, because working out's going to reduce stress and it makes it easier to regulate yourself, especially on an emotional level. Working out, raising up your heart level, like actually getting your heart rate up. My goal is 30 minutes a day that that bitch has to be up, at least 30 minutes a day. I've not missed a day in at least a month of getting my heart rate up, whatever that was, whether it was like I had to run in place for however long and do the things or like hit the treadmill really fast. All of that, just keeping your heart rate up for a solid 30 minutes into your cardio zone or whatever you call it. It's important. And this is the thing, okay? Sleep is so fucking important. This is another one of those things. Like, it's key to your life. Either you're not going to manage yourself effectively if you're sleeping too much or not sleeping enough. And you find your balance. I'm not going to tell you what's good because there's so much contradicting science out there. I know what my body needs. Literally, no less than, you know, no less than 7 hours. Like that's my max. I can't, anything under 7 hours, I'm not okay. I'm fucking delirious. I may as well be drunk when I'm driving. I am not okay. And part of that is I really follow my sleep schedule on my Fitbit. I've got to have, you know, at least an hour of REM and at least an hour of deep. Or you know what? I go back the fuck to sleep. Like I make sure I take a nap or do whatever to get that sleep. Like it's super important to me. But as long as you have that energy and you're alert, you're gonna have better control over your thoughts, right? Your thoughts are what kind of fuel your behavior, and your thoughts are what fire off that emotional response because you're thinking something. But if you are alert and aware, you just kind of laugh off the thoughts that don't matter. And that's the truth. When we let thoughts get out of control, it's because we're totally just in our bodies, like, you know, letting food and drugs and alcohol and every other thing in our lives fucking affect us. And we're just out there creating fuckery. So you've got to experiment and see what works best for you. I say between 5 to 9 hours. That's the sweet spot of sleep. No less than five. Definitely not less than five. Okay. You've got to set your fucking goals. I know there's some of you that are not doing this. I know because it keeps coming up energetically. Like it's just, I keep feeling this n need to like fucking hammer this home for you. So listen, bitch, you've got to set the fucking goals. This is the framework for making decisions. That way, when you're fucking bombarded with multiple options, you get to ask yourself how each choice will affect your ability to accomplish your goals. You have something to look at and you're not just fucking winging it. Winging it with no direction, I do not recommend that. That's how I've lived my entire life. It is not a great time all the time. Okay. I really, really want to encourage you to set some goals because without them, bitch, I'm going to tell you right now, it's harder to make a decision. And it's harder to regulate yourself because what's your guide, right? What's holding you accountable and reliable for these things? Like, what's your end game here? What happens if you do this and you do grow into this massive, incredibly successful, independent, confident fucking human? Then what? That's not the end of the road. That's the fucking beginning, right? So do the thing and bitch, come on with your standards, okay? I get it. I get it that you're struggling with some of that self-love. I do. And I feel like that self-love has let us lower the bar on so much shit. But having standards, it's like a similar effect as having goals. It's a powerful way of limiting and regulating your behavior. Standards are similar to values. If you know your values, it's easy to develop your standards. So go back to that. Don't go back to like who you think you are, who you've been, what you've done, what you haven't done. Like none of that fucking matters. Like let's go to the core of the things you believe in. You want to be a good person. You want to help people. You want to show people that, you know, it's possible. That's what we're here to do. It's fucking possible. If you think good health is a primary value, a standard related to that might be to never eat foods that contain sugar. Okay. If you don't eat the foods with sugar, you're regulating your behavior, right? I thought I heard my dog trying to get up again, but he's not. I think he's asleep. Okay. So you've got, I don't know why I talk to you guys. Like, you know, I just paused the podcast and fucking started re-recording. I don't know why I do that, but it's fine. Are you okay with it? Did it hurt you? Did anybody die right now? I'll try to be more aware that you guys aren't fucking aware when I pause. I just feel like I guess I lose my energy and my train of thought for the moment, so it like derails my thought process, okay? But I want you guys to monitor your mood and your thoughts. When you drift from normal, you're going to be able to catch it quick and subdue it before it gets out of hand. Like that's part of like the self-regulation, okay? The same goes for your behavior. If you're doing things you wouldn't normally do, like yelling at someone, ask yourself what's going on. That was literally me today texting my husband while he's at work, and I know he felt that I was pushing off his feelings because I wanted to avoid my own. And it was that mindfulness of like, bitch, come on. I had to like rein it back in. It wasn't normal. It didn't feel good to me. And I felt his energy. Like, I mean, we're basically the same fucking person. He doesn't even have to talk. He starts a sentence and I know exactly what he's going to say, no matter how fucking random. It's a very bizarre thing we have going. But I knew I was like, you know, not making him feel good. I was pissing him off probably. But he's not going to say that, right? So it's just about checking yourself. Ask yourself what's going on. I had to say, what the fuck, bitch? Like, what, why are you brushing this off? And it's truly because it could eat me alive, right? So I had to check my own feelings. I had to walk myself through it. Mindfulness, keeping your mind in the present and on the task before you, is a form of self-regulation. And bitch, I'm going to tell you right now, if you have those goals, the tasks are easier. So if you just stay on point from point A to point B, like you're on a fucking jungle gym, just go for the next bar, go for the next bar. That way you're not tempted to get lost and shit gets all squirrely and then you lose control again. Okay. Self-regulation, this makes it so much easier when you're in the present moment because your mind isn't drifting away. And it's not creating challenges for you. You're just going from one task to the next. And you're like, all right, bitch, okay. We're getting in a groove here. We've got this. We're having fun. Are you having fun? Ask yourself that. That's part of mindfulness. And it's part of your fucking job as a creator and a master fucking manifester. You want abundance in your life and all the things. This is what you have to do. I'm almost done, baby, okay? Yes. Okay, you guys, let me just tell you because this is part of my day going squirrely. Okay. The 4-year-old, tonight, I work 3 nights a week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And she's been, you know, coming into that self-awareness and like really just, she's becoming self-aware. And so she's super clingy to mommy. And you guys know I'm here for that. I'm going to tell you. And if you don't know, now you know I'm here for that. Co-sleep, we do all the things. Well, she was very stressed out last night because she knew I had to work tonight and she couldn't sleep with me because I usually don't get home until, you know, 10, 10:30, sometimes 11 on Wednesdays. So my husband gets up at 2:30 in the morning. So he has to go to bed early. So they go to bed early with daddy. And she was very upset about that. So when I found out we were closing at 8, I was like, honey, just, you know, I'll be home by 9. Don't worry about it. Like, just go to bed, leave the girls down, let them watch a movie. I'll be there like 9:15, 9:30 at the latest. Okay. That's what I thought. And so he goes to bed and I turn on all the cameras in the house. I can see them and talk to them and all the things. And one of the girls from work needed a ride home. So I'm like, it's not out of my way, is it? And so she says, no. And she points the direction we're going to go. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I just let my husband go to bed. So I've got an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old downstairs by themselves. And I'm stressed because as soon as we leave, we go the opposite direction. She's like, oh, whoops. I was thinking it was the other restaurant because there's a sister restaurant we own. And so, yeah, I didn't get home until, 10 minutes till 10. So it was so fucking stressful. So I've got a 4-year-old that's super wired. And I was like, all right, babies, because I had to record the podcast. I couldn't just like not do it tonight. So I'm like, you guys have to keep watching this movie and just let me finish this. So this is the latest she's been up for quite a while. Cause when I'm off work, we're in bed by 9:30 at the latest. So they're losing it. They're losing their patience. But thank you for letting me just go off on my rant about that. She was super happy that she got to stay up with me because, like I said, she's going through some things and she's very mommy oriented. And I'm just a better snuggler than daddy, I think. I don't know what the deal is, but she's a mommy's girl, 100%. But okay, let's get back to this mindfulness. Okay, I can get back to it. I can get back to the task at hand because we're going to close this up now. We're done. My girls are losing their shit. So I just want you throughout the day to notice how often your mind is in the past or the future. Okay. This is your fucking homework assignment. It's fucking simple, right? You got this, bitch. I just want you to start noticing how often are you thinking about things other than what you're doing? So just start kind of becoming aware. This isn't an overnight thing. It's not like, oh, I heard this podcast and I'm going to do this and all of a sudden your life changes. This is one of those things you have to build the fucking muscle, okay? So you have to work on this. But Jesus, the way our brains work, it is honestly amazing how humans get anything done because we are thinking about anything but what we're currently doing, okay? That's the truth. If you think about the people you know who regularly struggle with life, you're going to see that their ability to self-regulate fucking sucks. So I want you to examine people. Just think about the people who you know that seem to sail through life with little difficulty. That's because their self-regulation is on point, okay? The ability to manage your thoughts, emotions, words, and actions cannot be overstated. Self-regulation is an important part of success. Bitch, it's time to start checking yourself, okay? I fucking love you. I can't believe it's Thursday. This week went by fast. And oh my God, are you excited for fucking Thanksgiving? I'm telling you. I told you about my mashed potatoes and gravy. I am gonna be just fat and happy that day. That's the truth. That's the truth. And pumpkin pie drowned in whipped cream. So talk about a mood. I'll keep a journal and let you guys know how shitty my mood is that day because I will not be doing all the things. Literally a couch fucking potato. And I'm scheduling my life for that moment, okay? For that moment. So it's okay. You guys can have a day like that. You know what doesn't happen? That day doesn't turn into a week for me where I'm like, fuck it, it's almost Christmas. Let's just eat mashed potatoes and gravy and pumpkin pie every fucking day until Christmas. No, honey, that's not how it works, okay? You need to be able to give yourself, the scheduled time to have the fun and the freedom to fuck with things that may not make you feel the greatest, okay? That's it. I love you guys. Have a great fucking day.